Hey, the Cleveland Cavaliers are heading to the NBA Finals. It's the first time that's happened since the team was founded in 1970. Cleveland's last best shot at the playoffs came during the 1980s, but the Chicago Bulls' Michael Jordan broke the hearts of Cleveland fans. This time, 22-year-old sensation LeBron James has given hope to a championship-starved city. David C. Barnett, member station WCPN, reports.
Cleveland is a town that's used to being kicked around. Akron Beacon Journal sports writer Terry Pluto says Cleveland sports fans have lost count of their bruises.
A couple years ago, ESPN had kind of a poll, and they determined that Cleveland ranked number one in sports misery index for losing teams, but they said just barely edging out Philadelphia. I wrote a column saying I was insulted. Barely edging out Philadelphia. Their misery is nothing compared to ours.
The last time that the city won a pro sports championship was in 1964 when the Cleveland Browns blanked the Baltimore Colts 27-0. The Cleveland Indians haven't won the World Series since 1948. And in the entire 37-year history of the Cleveland Cavaliers, the team has never been in the NBA Finals. And last month, the fans were getting ready for another disappointment. The Cavaliers had made it to the Eastern Conference playoffs against the Detroit Pistons, but promptly lost the first two games. And then, amazingly, Cleveland came back and won four games in a row, clinching the Eastern title. Leading his team to victory was the 6'8", 22-year-old LeBron James, a native of nearby Akron and a fan favorite since he was drafted out of high school in 2003. Terry Pluto has watched James ever since he ran the hardwood of St. Vincent St. Mary High School, and he's impressed by the young forward's generosity.
What you would see sometimes when his team would have a big lead and maybe a kid came in off the bench, LeBron would try to find a way to get the kid an easy shot and get him a basket. And very few stars think that way.
Since he was drafted, LeBron James has been a superstar without portfolio, never quite living up to the hype of his high school days. But a stunning 48-point performance in Game 5 of the Eastern playoffs changed all that. When the Cavs clinched the Eastern title in Cleveland last Saturday, James climbed up on the scorer's table and blew kisses to the crowd. And outside the arena, people went wild. Pennant-waving fans screamed, strangers slapped high fives up and down the crowded sidewalks, and tears ran down faces. Rob Graham says LeBron James is the natural successor to the iconic Michael Jordan.
He is the best player in basketball, Michael Jordan was, but this is 2007, we have a new king. The king lives in Cleveland.
Here you go. You have a wonderful evening. Next person can step down, please. Here you go.
Cavaliers merchandise is flying off the shelves of the team's gift shop in downtown Cleveland.
$24 is your total.
A lot of caps, T-shirts, and hoodies are moving past the cash registers, many of them bearing the image of LeBron James. Fans realize that the talented and experienced San Antonio Spurs are not going to be pushovers. But for many, it feels nice to drink in the victory a little while longer after a long drought. For NPR News, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.